figure out what the best way for you to manage pressure is. I think from my perspective, what really separates the really awesome recruiters from the good ones is their ability to manage that pressure in the pocket.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull. And on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello, and welcome to another episode of TA Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today I have a conversation with Fang Xu. She's the Vice President of Talent Acquisition and Diversity at A&E Networks. Fang, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited about our conversation. So as we always do, let's start out and learn a little bit about you and your background. Start out with talking a little bit about how you got started in recruiting and some of the roles that you've had leading up to this one.
Sure. So I think like a lot of recruiters, the story probably starts the same way, which is I wasn't expecting to get into recruiting, but here I am. Recruiting tends to be sort of an accidental field that folks stumble upon, and I'm no different. So I was working as a HR, we used to call them generalists back in the day, for a record label. And one of my jobs was recruiting our internship program. And I hated it. I hated it so much. There are recruiters listening out there. You know, it's a grind. It's a pressure cooker. I think it's tough to get over, especially as a young person, like sort of the sales component of it and trying to like sell people on something. And so after doing that, I think I expressly said to my boss, I absolutely do not ever want to do recruiting as my full-time job. And then lo and behold, I got an opportunity from Bridgewater Associates and they said, do you want to come be a recruiting coordinator at our hedge fund? And I thought, well, I don't like this, but I do think it's an important skill to have. It's a skill that I'll need one way or the other. So if I want to be a manager, I'm going to do some recruiting. If I want to be in HR, it's a great base and a major piece of the talent ecosystem. So maybe I'll just like lean in and go do it. And the rest is history.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's a very pragmatic way to look at that. You may be one of the first people that looked at it that way around, like, I don't like this, but it's going to be valuable. So kudos to you there. And then from Bridgewater, when you joined as a coordinator, how did your career kind of unfold in recruiting from that leading up until your current role?
Yeah, so I've been lucky to join a lot of organizations right as they were growing. So at the point that I had gotten into Bridgewater, they were doing a ton of hiring. And I think what that allowed me to do is build the different recruiting skill sets in pockets. So I did the coordination and the operations and logistics stuff, the candidate management. We had sourcing roles and roles that were a little bit more focused on the client and relationship management. And I did both of those. And so I also rotated through research and doing research. And so I got to see every single piece of the recruiting puzzle. And because of the volume, I got to work on lots of different sectors and types of jobs. So I did everything from admin to executive search to technology to finance to investment. And I think it was just able to give me a really good base in the recruiting craft to be able to take forward. And then from there, I moved to Capital One and did a variety of like recruiting management roles. And that's really where I built sort of like my people management skill set and did that for a couple of different of their business units. And then I came to A&E where I now lead the recruiting function here and also get to dabble on the side in diversity.
Yeah, that's great. So let's talk a little bit about when you arrived at A&E Networks and kind of as you got there, what was kind of the state of recruiting when you arrived, and what are some of the initiatives that you've led since then?
So I started in February of 2021. So shout out to all the remote starters out there. It took me months to meet anybody in person. And so it was a total virtual transition for me. And I would say a lot of companies coming out of 2020 was just kind of popping back into the recruiting space and trying to navigate what new normal looks like. And as we all know, so much has changed. And I think a lot of the way that the recruiting function was sort of the way things are functioning in 2019, early 2020. And then we sort of had this ability to kind of refresh and reset and think about how we want this to look into the future. And so that's really where I started, which was, hey, like we sort of have a blank slate of what we want to do and how we want to grow this organization and build this function here. And how do we take that into the future in a very, very different recruiting landscape? So for example, A&E Networks, based in New York, whatever that means now in today's day and age, but the market that we were recruiting from, because before the pandemic, this was a largely in-person company 5 days a week. And so really the pool that we were pulling from were the folks who were able to come into our office 5 days a week. Now we have a semi-national presence. We operate across, I think, 15 states, and we are now competing for talent nationally as well. And that's a very, very different problem set from where this company had been prior to me coming here.
Yeah. So help me understand a little bit around kind of the scope of your role. So like how many recruiters do you have or recruiting resources on your team? How many roles do you fill? You talked a little bit about that it's, you know, kind of semi-national, but walk me through a little bit around the scope of it.
Yeah. So A&E Networks is a global company, but in the US, we're, I think, just under 1,500 people. So despite what folks might think, it's actually a smaller, definitely one of the smaller media companies out there. And so we're not a volume shop. So we do not do the tens of thousands of hires every single year. In a normal year, you know, we'll do maybe 100, 150 thus far this year. In the first half of our year, we've already done about that number. So we will double that in this. And I think that's probably not uncommon for most organizations right now.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. So maybe talk a little bit about, as you look to the future and some of the things that you're kind of reimagining, how recruiting services are delivered and what the experience is. What are some of the initiatives or things that you're looking forward to in the future from your team?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that's on mind is how do we do our best to future-proof ourselves from a recruiting standpoint? And that there are a couple of things that fit into that. So first and foremost is how do we educate and prepare our hiring manager population for largely what's going to be an unknown? I joke sometimes we have roles like social media associates, and these are roles that largely didn't exist just a few years ago. And we're only going to have more and more and more of that. And so how do we transition our hiring manager population that is used to a world where this job was sort of a stable, clear thing that we knew about into a new market where in the future, they're going to be hiring for stuff that they've never done before. They're going to be hiring for stuff that the company has never done before, that no organization has done before, potentially, depending on how innovative we get. And how do we translate the recruiting process for our leaders to be able to navigate that? And then I think the other piece of that is how do we navigate increasingly competitive talent landscape? We are not different from anybody else right now. We're experiencing all the same challenges. And I feel like war for talent was a big buzzword a few years back. I think it is even more competitive now, especially given sort of like the national landscape and candidates being able to kind of choose where they want to work, how they want to work. And often I think for us, that's how do we set our own terms? I make a lot of analogies to the housing market because it feels very relevant to what recruiters are doing right now. We can either let ourselves get swept up by the market and just try and get into all the bidding wars and things like waiving inspections and all that stuff and end up not necessarily doing what's best for us or our candidates in the long run. So how do we set our terms and insert our own sort of control into the market as it continues to change and fluctuate? And we will continue to have lots of these ups and downs as the year moves on, but how do we prepare ourselves for that?
Yeah, I think that's really wise. I like that analogy of the housing market and setting your own terms. I think that's a very good one and extremely relevant given some of the challenges that the people are facing in the current environment. So last question I would have for you is, What's some advice that you would share for others in the talent acquisition profession? This can be something that you learned along the way, something that you've observed, something that somebody else provided you along the way, but what's some advice that you would give others in the TA profession?
I mean, first and foremost, I would say find a way to laugh. Maybe not at what you're doing, but like along the way. I always joke that like you cannot make up the stuff that a recruiter sees. And I think you need to have a sense of humor on that because it is such a sort of a grind to do recruiting, and especially in the boom years. I would say the other thing is figure out what the best way for you to manage pressure is. I think from my perspective, what really separates the really awesome recruiters from the good ones is their ability to manage that pressure in the pocket, to use the football term, is you never know what tomorrow's bringing and how you can buy yourself an extra 10 seconds, 30 minutes, 4 hours, 6 weeks to give yourself a little bit more time in the market, to have an additional conversation. Something may change. You never know what's around the corner. And that could be the thing that sort of makes it click and leads you to your solution. And so figure out how to do that for yourself and what's the best way for you to do it. Everyone has their own style and you should do with what's authentic to you. But the pressure management, I think thus far in my career, has been the thing for me, I think, as I look back at why I've been at least somewhat successful.
Yeah, I think that's great advice, wise advice. And yeah, managing the pressure is really important because, you know, the nature of the role is there are certain things in your control, certain things out of your control, and you've got to manage through all that. Sometimes it works out great. Oftentimes it doesn't. And you got to manage through that and accept it and manage that pressure. I think that's really, really good advice. So Fang, thank you very much for joining me today. I think you did an excellent job and I really appreciate you sharing your story and your journey.
Thanks for having me.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.